Margaret and Gordon Vale, what's your tip? What should I do?
I would put it in the slow cooker, Izzy. I would put a little bit of water on the bottom of the slow cooker, just to cover the bottom of the slow cooker.
Right.
Put your brisket in and then put a tablespoon of vinegar, a tablespoon of syrup, a bay leaf, and an onion and a carrot. And then just put the lid on and let it cook all day.
That's all you need?
That's all you do.
Yeah, right. How long did you have it in for, Margaret, in your slow cooker?
From breakfast until tea time.
Beck in Canimbla. Good morning, Beck.
Good morning, guys.
Risk it for the brisket. What are your brisket tips, Beck?
Well, not long ago we made tacos out of it and it was awesome.
So you pulled it, so you put it in the slow cooker, you shredded it, pulled it at the end and whacked those in tacos. Sounds delicious.
It was awesome. You sear it first just to get that crust and yeah, into the slow cooker with all the taco seasonings. And,
all right.
Yeah, and then get some guac and sour cream and stuff on her after.
Aaron, now you have got a tip for me. Good morning.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good. What should I do with the brisket?
Well, what we do is we smoke it. If you've got to smoke it, that's the best way to go. Just trim off a bit of fat, salt, pepper to go through and cook it for about 12 hours.
Do you sear it first before you smoke it?
No, we just throw it straight on the smoker.
Yeah, right. And do you also do a rub and stuff or you just leave it salt and peppered?
Me personally, I just use salt and pepper, but there's a few different rubs you can use if you go to local barbecue shops and that. They've got a few different choices.
So do you do this every weekend? Is this your passion?
Yeah, I actually have a food truck called Smoke and Steel. I'm actually cooking brisket at the moment for this afternoon.
Cooking brisket at the moment. So do you have to go and turn it and all that kind of stuff, or no, you just leave it go?
No, basically you put it in, you leave it go. Like they say, if you're looking, you're not cooking. basically, you just ignore it and let it cook itself. And when you can stick a skewer in it and it goes through like sort of soft butter, she's ready to pull off. And then wrap it in some foil, throw it in an esky for about 2 hours, let it rest, and then slice away.
Do you leave the fat on, or do I cut the fat off?
Don't go too crazy with it, but take out the hard fat on the surface.
Okay.
If it feels hard, take that away as best you can without digging into it.
Yeah.
But usually you sort of leave sort of 5 to 10 mil of fat on it and just let that render through the cooking process. It goes like, what's the best way to describe it? Like when you cook bacon, it goes crispy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You get a bark on the outside with the salt, the pepper and the fat, and then it just adds to the flavour of the meat.
Beautiful.